parents, our number that I would love for you to call in and let us know what's going on here, 317-239-1009. There are now support groups on Facebook. I just said Facebook, so it makes me sound really dumb.
Yeah, what are you, 65 people?
Yes, I'm 66. But I am blown away, Alex, as are you, that there are actual Fortnite support groups popping up on Facebook. Listen to this story. This is from Good Morning America that parents are dealing with.
My son plays probably several hours a day at this point. And, you know, with school starting tomorrow, that whole plan is going to change because it has to.
One group, Fortnite iParent 101, focuses on educating parents so they know what the game is, how it works, and can better manage their kids' relationship to it.
Many parents in this generation I refer to as digital immigrants. We did not grow up with the internet, and our kids are digital natives. They grew up with it. They don't think anything is wrong about it. I created the group very specifically to give parents a safe place to come in and talk without judgment.
All right, so far that sounds good. Like, I understand that, okay. But it gets even crazier.
Parents are also sharing their Fortnite concerns. One says their son thinks the game is better than going outside.
What?
Okay. I'm out.
Is this real? 317-239-1009.
Another asks what to do if their child sneaks to play it in the middle of the night.
You are the problem. Throw the mom out. Get a new mom. That's the problem. What do you mean, what do you do if your kid is sneaking to play it in the middle of the night? Like, you created this problem. Where were the rules and the parameters set up in the beginning when your child started playing this game?
It is very important to give parents that safe place to come in and get support.
Okay.
So, Alex, but you listened to music you weren't allowed to listen to as a kid. Where was your mom when you would sneak off listening to bad music?
Oh, Alex's mom was a terrible mom that was never there for
her. I'm not saying kids can't play games or whatever. I'm not saying that. But we're talking about kids that are addicted to a game that are playing it all day long for hours and hours and hours. And like that guy just said, they don't want to go outside anymore. You know, that's where it becomes a problem. I think that's different than what I did.
With very specific tips.
Experts say these Facebook groups help to provide a different perspective on parenting.
It is such a relief to connect with other parents who are struggling with the very same questions that you are. And it can really free you up to focus on what to do next instead of sitting around and worrying about what you've done wrong.
And parents say that perspective helps them remember they're not alone.
Okay.
When you post something within this group, you really know that the people that are there are really interested in what, you know, the subject matter is. So that's been really helpful, is just to kind of be connected and engaging with these people that are really dealing with the same issues.
So what I'm hearing is the parents need a support group so that they don't feel alone, that they've got these messed up kids, and so they need people to come and coddle their feelings. How about we focus on the issue of, like, your kid has a problem?
I don't think they're saying coddle my feelings, woe is me, I'm a poor
I need to
parent.
Be the parents, I need help from
no,
other parents.
No, they're not. No, I think they don't know what to do. I don't know what I would do. Everywhere I go, kids are zombies. They're just looking at, when I hang out with my little bro Michael, we're finally getting better, I have to be like, dude, let's talk. Like, put your phone down.
This is not rocket science. When your child is really young, you don't just stick a screen in front of their face and give it to them for hours on end so that basically is their babysitter. You limit screen time. I'm not a parent.
Is this a real problem
like this
going
to
on
me,
out there?
Apparently it is, if they've got these stupid support groups for it. But to me, I'm like, this is so stupid. This all could have been nipped in the bud a lot earlier. All you have to do is limit screen time.
All right, 317-239-1009. Alice is on the Joe and Alex show. Alex, what did you want to say?
So I completely agree with Alex. People are nowadays afraid of their kids, dude. You are the parent. Take it away.
Yeah.
I have a 14-year-old that does not sleep with her phone. She brings it down at 9 o'clock, and I go through that bitch at random whenever I feel like it, you know? The video game, my son is a gamer, and his remote controls come down at 9 o'clock.
Exactly. You know, that's all it takes. It's not
it's
hard.
It's not us leaving in the room all night. They're kids. If they got a chance to play the game all night, of course they're going to play the game all night. Come on, make it make sense, people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, candy or junk food or whatever. If you give your kid unlimited access to all their Halloween candy every single year, then, yeah, they're going to get sick. If you're giving your kid unlimited amounts of time sitting in front of a screen and playing video games, they're going to get sick of the mind.
I want to hear, though, because, everybody can call in at 317-239-1009. 1-800-919-0009. Oh, the parents. And I'm not disagreeing with that, but does anybody actually suffer with this? I want to hear if you're a parent, like, what is the struggle you have with your kid? Like, is it as bad? Because I feel like this is being hyped up. I don't think there's no way it can be that bad. Because I didn't have Fortnite growing up, but I played Call of Duty. I played all kinds of games. Madden, like, we had Xbox, PS, whatever, like, because the systems change. I mean, let's go all the way back to Sega Genesis and N64. Okay? Listen, I had it all.
I think that it is a big problem, like you're saying, Joe, but what I think is not enough parents are actually seeking help or fixing it. I think that this is a huge problem, but not enough people are joining support groups or whatever to get help. All right. But, like, once you're joining a support group for this, guess what? It's pretty much too late.
I don't know, Alex, if it's too late. Hold on. Jackie's on the Joe and Alex show. You're on the east side, and you wanted to comment. What did you have to say?
Yes, I think it's absolutely crazy that these support groups are forming, but I do know that kids, like, they will play this nonstop. I went to a back-to-school night for my kids the other night, and I was looking at a mural, and the kids had to write a six-word memoir about their life, and one of them said, "Fortnite is taking over my life." And I was like, what is going on? Because I know adult men that play it every day, and it's crazy. It's just crazy.
I downloaded the Fortnite app because it's free, but I never played it. First of all, because I was terrible at it. But the second thing is I'm afraid that it could become addictive, and I don't want to fall into that trap either. Hey, Jackie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We appreciate it. Let's take we'll take more calls, 317-239-1009. John and Fishers, you actually have a son. Does he play Fortnite?
Yeah, he plays Fortnite all the time. So, I mean, obviously we limited it, so it's not obscene, but at the same time, he spends a lot of time on there, really just wants to talk to his friends. So, I mean, I think that's the big difference with Fortnite is it gets kids in a group together so they actually can have a social setting.
But can't online. They go outside and have a social setting? I know I sound like, back in my day, John, we walked uphill. But it just bothers me that one kid, you guys hear that, maybe you just tune in, the kid said, I'd rather play online than go outside. What?
Well, in the middle of the summer when it's hot and sticky, I would probably rather sit inside than to go outside myself. So, I mean, I understand that. I mean, I think a lot of parents are sitting around watching HGTV for 4 or 5 hours. I don't think it's a big deal if a kid is playing a video game as long as it's...
Well, John, to be fair, I wouldn't be talking about this if the kid was addicted to Flip or Flop. That's a great show.
HGTV, I don't blame them, okay?
Yeah, I know. It's like, what house do I buy? I've only got $7 and 8 cats, but I need to get this $1 million house. Please make it happen.
We're getting a lot of tweets. Jared said, this is the second day in a row I'm agreeing with Alex. Y'all, it's a Christmas miracle.
Uh-oh, the world's ending.
He says, if you can't control your kids' time on an Xbox, you are weak. And you are the problem. A safe place to talk about Fortnite concerns is the stupidest thing I've heard in my entire life. Nick says Alex is 100% right. Thank you, Nick. Michelle says my daughter likes to stay in instead of playing outside, but she doesn't do the video game thing. She reads books. And see, I think that's great. I'm not saying video games are bad. For a limited amount of time, all that stuff is fine, playing those games and everything. But for hours and hours on end, that's only making your brain mush. It isn't growing your brain like reading does, you know? So that's the difference to me.
Do you think Liv the Web Girl ever read a book when she grew up?
No, her brain is mush, but yeah. I don't even know that it was video games. I think she was born that way.
It could have been. dropped a few times. Christina, you're calling us today on the Northwest side. You actually play Fortnite with your son. How's that go?
I do. It's a blast, actually. I'm able to still be relevant in my 11-year-old, almost, you know, going on 16 in his mind. I'm able to be relevant with him, with his friends. He's always bragging about how his mom plays Fortnite. And then his friends are like, oh my gosh, you know, like add me, let's play, whatever. So, and then since I play, I can also tell his friends' parents, like what the game's about and, you know, what's really going on. And I'm able to kind of moderate who they're talking to. And I'm like kind of a resource for them. But
I think that's great.
A cool mom.
I think that's great. Now, how long are you allowing him to spend playing the game?
So during summer break, he was able, you know, I was a lot more lenient. He was able to play for, you know, like an hour. But during school, he's able to play for 30 minutes. He still has to read. He still has to do his homework. And he is required to go outside and be active because childhood obesity is a real thing. And I don't want to, you know, go from being the cool mom to the bad mom who is, you know, doing something that is harming
the child. Do you guys have separate or do you share jewels? What do you guys do?
To be sure what? I'm sorry?
See, you said you were the cool mom.
Jules, he's kidding. The e-cigarettes.
I was kidding around.
Hey, you sound like...
he's 11.
Yeah. Joe's joking. You sound like a great mom. I love everything that you've got put in place. I think you have the exact right formula for how to make this work. And I think that other parents, if they are actually joining support groups and needing help, they should just talk to you because you seem to have it down pat there.
Hey,
for sure. Just send them my way.
All right, Christina, thank you for calling in.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Let's talk to Brianna today. Brianna, you're in Greenwood, and you actually got your son off of Fortnite. Why?
Oh, my goodness. I could no longer deal with it. I had a horrible problem with this child playing Fortnite 24/7, but I never realized it was a problem because he gets good grades in school. Teacher never has an issue, so I never really realized how much time he was playing. And until one day I looked up and I was like, are you still playing that game? He's playing it for 2 days straight. No sleep. Not at all.
What? No sleep?
He did not sleep. And it was over the weekend, so I wasn't paying attention because I'm in school myself. And I felt like a horrible mom, and I had to go ask. I was like, hey, guys, what are you doing? So I posted on Facebook, what do I do? And they're like, Brianna, what'd your mom do? And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. So, you
unplug
know, we got him at the STEM Scouts. You know, I mean, I didn't throw down the hammer too much, but I went ahead, diverted the attention, you know, got him into STEM Scouts, got him into soccer.
That's great.
And now, you know, it's not as much of a problem anymore. It's like 30 minutes, you're good.
Now, let me ask you this. You said, like, Scouts, do they have, like, a patch you can earn for Fortnite? Because then he's going to have to get back on it.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, these kids, if they want to get into gaming, I'm going to need them to go ahead and do it and make that money.
That's right.
If you want to be a gamer, you better get a scholarship off of
that. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. If you couldn't get through, take this to our social media, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Let us know what you think about these Fortnite support groups that are now popping up for parents that are dealing with kids that, well, got a little addiction going on.